you all for coming. We welcome you to the Tollway Board Meeting of June 28th. So let's start with a roll call.
Governor Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Banks.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Steeney.
Here.
Director Towns.
Here.
Director Wiseman.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Good, thank you. I believe we're going to start the presentations this morning with the Route 53-120 Blue Ribbon Advisory Council, which will be followed by public comment. So we will start with that. Do you want to set this up a little?
Sure, we have everybody here. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We couldn't see the other
co-chair
over there, so we're getting anxious.
Okay. Yes, good morning. About 9 months ago, the Tollway created the Illinois Route 53-120 Blue Ribbon Advisory Council to really determine whether this is a project that should ultimately move forward. If so, what it should look like in terms of scope and design and how to finance it. So today, the co-chairs of the advisory council are here to present their key recommendations to the board. I want to take a minute to thank all of the members of the advisory council for their hard work and dedication. It looks like, and I hope I'm recognizing everyone who is here who is on the advisory council. Of course, we have our co-chairs, David Stolman from Lake County and George Ranney from Metropolis Strategies. And we also have, I believe, Randy Blankenhorn is here.
I'm hiding the way back.
Okay, you're all back. Oh, we have
him in the dugout.
Okay, great. Matthias and
Representative
Jeff. I'm sorry. Jeff Brayman, Lynn Carner. Okay. Why doesn't everybody stand up? Because I'm afraid I'm missing people.
Other people from the council?
Who are here. We have Lynn Carner, State Representative Sid Mathias, State Senator Terry Link. I see Maria Rodriguez here. Okay, great. Yes, good. Thank you very much. Can we give them all a round of applause? I'd like to introduce David and George.
You know, what I should have done, we're so used to sitting around this table, but we have a lot of people who aren't here regularly, so why don't we go around and introduce ourselves so you know who you're speaking to, and as we start asking questions, you know who we're asking questions. So I'm Paula Wolf, and I chair the Tollway.
Director Mark Peterson.
Mike Kelsham, Chief of Finance.
John Donato, Chief of Procurement.
Jeff Redding, Chief of Toll Operations.
Wendy Abrams, Chief of Communications.
Mike Fidali, Chief Internal Auditor.
Joe Perez, Illinois State Police District 13 Command.
Gustavo Giraldo, Chief of Diversity and Strategic Development.
Paul Kovacs, Chief Engineer.
Tom Weisner, a board member and chair of the Strategic Planning Committee.
David Gonzalez, Director.
Carl Towns, Director.
Terry Darcy, Director.
Jim Banks, Director.
Joe Cambidge, Chief of IT.
Nancy Jersey. IT. She keeps us going.
Mike Stone, Chief of Staff.
Jeff Reddick, Director.
Jim Sweeney, Director.
Christy LaFleur, Executive Director.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry. Chairs?
Well, good morning, everybody. This is incredible pleasure to be here today. First of all, being in the midst of everybody and being with George, my fellow co-chair, it's an absolute honor and privilege that we were able to put together a program and presentation and are here today to make a presentation to you. So thank you for the opportunities to present today. George and I are very pleased to have led this effort. We're extremely proud of the outcome. We hope this presentation gives you a solid understanding of how the council came to its conclusions. We also hope that it encourages you to take action to keep the project moving forward. The agenda, which is on the slide before you, talks in terms of the presentation today. We'll start with the results that occurred just a few weeks ago, and that was the council resolution to approve the 53/120 project. Then we'll share some information about how we got such a positive outcome. Finally, we'll talk about the activities we anticipate over the coming months, then take your questions. As most of you likely know, the Blue Ribbon Council held its last meeting on May 18th. That meeting topped off 9 months of very hard work to reach a consensus view about the 53-120 project, and I'm very proud to say that we nearly had a unanimous vote on a resolution approving this project. The resolution says that a new roadway in Lake County is needed. It should be built according to the principles and commitments the council laid out. Many parties should work together on a financial plan, and the next steps should be taken to quickly keep the project moving forward. This is such a wonderful result, but it didn't come easy. It took hard work from all the council members and a process that was transparent and collaborative. I'm very thankful to the Tollway, Ms. Paula Wolf, and obviously Chrissy LaFleur, and that Lake County and CMAT were strong partners in seeing it through. And let's take a moment to talk about the council and how it was initiated. The long history of this Route 53 project, obviously, was conceived back in the early 60s. The studies in the 70s and 80s were shelved and collected much dust. Obviously, we know that the extension had been discussed for a long time, and it was a subject that I remember even sitting in meetings many, many, many years ago in the 90s, representing the county on the 53 Corridor Planning Council. Most recently, what we did was we went back to all of the old studies, dusted them off, went through and took out all of the important information extracted so that we wouldn't have to redo and redo and redo over and over again. And most recently, the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning concluded in its project, the Go 240 plan, that only one of five projects was 53, was designated as a high priority project. The CMAP Go 2040 plan specifically envisions this for the Central Lake County Corridor. The document proposed a 21st century modern boulevard with a small footprint to minimize impacts to the environment and nearby communities. We wanted something that would blend in. CMAP's plan was very informative to the tollways. We developed a new 15-year capital program. The new approach to 53 was that, again, it took in consideration the MOVE Illinois Capital Program. It launched the Blue Ribbon Council, of which George and I were fortunate enough to be co-chairs. Congratulations to the Tollway for passage of the MOVE Illinois Program last year, and thank you for including planning for 53-120 in its budgetary material. The Blue Ribbon Advisory Council was launched last summer and was intended to be a context-driven approach. Everyone knew that an extension for 53 could not solve all of the problems of congestion in Lake County, and it was never the goal. The corridor provided limited space, and there were many constraints, including residences, wetlands, marshes, and forest preserve property that were taken into consideration. So this council will have to apply some very innovative thinking and real creativity to develop a solution. The council's role was very simple. We were to answer three questions. I say simple, it wasn't that simple. The three questions were, should the tollway consider moving forward with the project? What should the project look like, and how should we pay for it? The council members worked very hard for 9 months to address these questions. We started by laying a solid foundation. The council process began by looking back, as I talked about, regarding the previous studies. The area of development, we had to figure out what to do, where to go, how to do it. Traveling modeling data and aerial maps and other information were taken into consideration. This early work helped bring everyone into a common starting point. Both George and I probably didn't realize how strenuous this activity was and how much really time was devoted to this, but again, we learned an awful lot. And thanks to, obviously, Senator Link, who wanted us to do it in a more compact fashion. He wanted actually by March 22nd, his birthday.
20th,
sorry. And we almost delivered. We almost delivered that. We came up actually May 18th. The early work, again, created a common starting point. It was a compilation of material that everybody had to digest and interpret, and starting at a base so that everyone really got a good foothold and understanding for the context of the new road. One of the first actions we took was to develop guiding principles. The principles defined what the council valued and what we wanted to see reflected in the 53-120 project: innovation, sustainability, and environmental enhancement. Not just compensation for the environment, but enhancement. We also defined the purpose of the road, essentially stating that the road should be not an alternative for, or not actually an interstate travel, but an alternative for interstate travel. It should serve regional and local mobility and community needs. This gave us a guide in determining what the facility should look like and how it should operate. We then broke the council into three working groups, addressed all the detailed information that we had to consider. The multiple meetings, the schedules that we're talking about, was there was probably instant communication, at least on a daily basis, sometimes two and three times a day. But we held meetings and many meetings, and each one was to get a clearer picture, more defined role of what we were all about. Possibly the most important meeting we had was the design workshop meeting held on February 9th. And this workshop was something that George advocated and championed for, and it provided a real turning point in the council's process. George.
Thanks, David. David is, what's the word, ecstatic about being here? I guess I'm astonished to be here. I think maybe the only person who's more astonished is Senator Link. This has been quite a process, and David has outlined what it's consisted of in terms of how we proceeded step by step. Let me take you through sort of where we've ended up. David mentioned how important, and I should just say that working with David has been, just an extraordinarily productive experience, and we would not be here today if it weren't for his leadership. And thank you, David. What we did in this workshop, we outlined what can be thought of as a collaborative and hands-on process to come up with details. And I mean details. We really got into what this road should look like, the design of it. It was an extremely well organized and well attended day. And I think David is right, it was a turning point. One of the things we looked for were outside consultants who could not only bring fresh information and ideas into play, but would lend the process credibility so that we could bring together all the disparate groups who would push one way or another or opposed any progress in the past. So we had a national expert in land use, planning and transportation, somebody who's done a lot of work with CMAP. We had a national expert on environmental protection who had previously worked with the tollway, but who was so well known that he was accepted by the environmental interests. And then we had a traffic engineering expert who was on his own, so he had no conflicts, but had spent his entire lifetime working in this area. These gave us excellent perspective and advice and helped us identify the consensus roadway scenario that I'm going to outline. And this is what we detailed in the subsequent meetings. And all this is contained in the council's final report. The report itself compiles all of our work in detail, has what David has run through, the executive summary, the recommendations, and recommended next steps, which we'll get to. And then there's a summary report in the back, and a second volume that has all the materials. So you've got everything that you saw. Here are the key recommendations. And I want to emphasize how important this this page is. And I want to ask David, as I go through these next couple of slides, to add or correct anything I've got to say. There are three features to this proposal that are critical in terms of design. But the breakthrough was even more preliminary. It was that we could do a lot with the tolled system. Before, it had always been an issue, what could we do with without that financial resource. The key aspect is identified number two there. But what we were able to do is cut our way through a lot of the hostility that had been built over the years by the thought that we would be proposing a 6 or 8 lane road. So I want to emphasize how important it is that this proposal calls for a full 4 lane road. It calls for a speed limit of 45 miles per hour, and it calls for depression distances of 5 to 7 feet, sort of up and down through for much of the road. And these are critical design factors, and I just, along with tolling, I want to emphasize how important they are. This references multiple options. The major option still to be resolved is to the west of Grays Lake, and starting in the Haynesville area. There is an agreement with respect to the how to deal with environmental challenges to the east. That means protecting the Almond Marsh. And I want to emphasize how important it is that there, the alignments that are laid out in this report be understood. And here they are. Let me just finish that. We have design standards. For example, these relate to water, these relate to noise. They're in the report. They're ones that were thrashed through, the wording down to the last word and last comma. They're in there. Performance standards as well. Then I've mentioned how important the depressed roadway idea is. And I want to emphasize, we refer to talking about the environment often. We're really talking about community context, because this road, because of all the years that have gone on over since it was first proposed, will have a dramatic impact on homes nearby. So the depression idea is very important. Here is, you can't see this very well, we won't spend a lot of time on it. This is the familiar right-of-way that has been largely purchased by IDOT over the years. You can see what I was suggesting to the right, going over to 94, where there is an alignment that's been laid out. The red points are ones of particular sensitivity, and for each of those there's a discussion in the report itself. This is probably the most sensitive area in Illinois in terms of the environment, and it's something of a miracle, I would say, that it is, this proposal has won the support of Open Lands Project, the Audubon Lake County Group, and Conserve Lake County, and you'll hear something about that later. Key recommendations, these are more general than what I've just run you through, but protection of nearby communities and the environment, a contact-sensitive roadway, familiar with that, respect and protecting the land, key issue for Lake County, an innovative financing plan that needs work, but we can talk about later. And then finally, and I'm going to ask David to say something more about this as well as the financing, the corridor plan, which we recommend get started right away so that local municipalities have the opportunity and take on the responsibility of ensuring that within the 2-mile corridor on each side of the road, that the best possible land use results are achieved. And this is very, very important. The recommendation, next steps. I just mentioned one that is highly unusual, maybe new for the tollway. Get the municipalities and CMAP involved in the county and the Kent Corridor Plan. Two, do a lot more work on how to finance the project. Three, develop a detailed design concept. Notice it says detailed. It doesn't say a new one. It's detailing out what's in there. And then secure the appropriate authorizations, which will not be simple because there are very, very critical issues still requiring authority there. David, I think this is you.
Me?
Well, I'll go ahead and take up. I made the point about how important the design concepts are. Obviously, it's up to the tollway board now. We've got to do the detailed design, funding plan, order land use. And I think it's fair to say that David and I stand ready to assist, go ahead, and can't emphasize how important it is that this, I'll use this word again, sort of astonishing consensus that has been built. It's not unanimous, but the major issues, I think it's fair to say, that led to two members of our group to dissent had to do with finance. And they were good, thoughtfully put together concerns. But the rest of this report is much more developed, and we think very sound. So, David, if I encroach on your territory here.
You know, George is probably, if I had to choose a partner, I don't think I could choose anyone anywhere near as good as George has been. George devoted the time, the resources, the energy, the creativity, the innovation, in helping pull everything together. And we're talking about really what we started before, really what is next. And the major thing I think for us to walk away with today is that we worked together. And when you work together, solutions can get found. How interesting this was, you know, a number of years ago, you had communities that were on one side or the other of this particular issue. Here you have two fine examples of Ray Rodriguez and Jeff Raymond, mayors of two towns that have always sort of been at odds with each other, Long Grove and Buffalo Grove, and yet they are working together because it's for common interest. And what better way, I think, as a standard to move forward on this, just to show that, again, this has been well thought out plan, but obviously it needs your help and support to move it forward. The design standards we've outlined are not optional. The council is very deliberate in developing a combined approach that considers both mobility needs and environmental concerns. It's absolutely essential that these standards and commitments are not during efforts to develop a detailed design and financial plan. It's also important to know that the council or some form of that council continue to provide guidance and oversight moving forward. The resolution passed on May 18th really is the new beginning for the project and represents a solid step forward. I think one of the most important lessons that we can take away also is that the collaborative process can work and should be the norm in any transportation planning. We're also proud of the progress that's been made, and we look forward to seeing how this new project will continue to develop. We urge the Tollway Board of Directors to seriously consider our recommendations, next steps, and take quick action so we can realize this long-awaited roadway. And basically, I'd like to also state that I know that the council had requested, and thanks to Senator Glink, a resolution was passed in the Senate, 52-0, in support of this. So, where have you ever seen 52-0 on a vote? Thank you, Senator Link.
I just add one comment. Obviously, we emphasize this is new, and the fact that it is, I think, is part of the reason it's been able to generate the support for that. That doesn't mean the work that was done previously was not useful and important. And in particularly, I would emphasize particularly that this wouldn't be where we are today had not the Tollway staff under Christie's and Ronco's leadership just been there every step of the way with us. So they were really to look at new ideas, bring forward experience from the past, help us do the analysis, which we really couldn't do ourselves. We wouldn't be here today if that hadn't happened.
Well, also, hats off, besides Christy, which, again, to thank you very, very much, and Rocco, to Randy from CMAP. Were it not, I think, for the 2040 plan as the first step moving forward, I don't think we would have realized where we are, and we would not be standing here today. So, again, thank you, everyone, for all the great work that was done. And, again, we respectfully request that this action get moved on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If it's okay, what the way I think it would make sense to proceed, although I'm sure board members have questions, is to ask the people who have given us cards to speak if they will speak. We have, by my count, about 25 people who are interested in speaking. We look forward to your comments, and we'll stay as long as you would like to talk. But I, as we've done in the past, I think it might be useful if you hear somebody who has made the point that you've already made, if you would like to defer to the fact that those comments have already been made or stand up and endorse the comments of X, that would be fine too. We also have the capacity to receive written comments or comments online, so if you, that's what are those called?
Yeah. The blue comment cards.
Okay, blue comment cards, and those will be posted online. So. Again, I don't want to discourage anybody because we really do benefit from having people's comments, but I just want to make sure that people know that there are other ways to get their points across. We have a number of the people who are up here, a number of them in an overflow room, so what I'm going to do is call names three at a time, and then those people can just go up and self-execute at the podium, and then as we get to the people who are in the overflow room, those people will come up when their names have been called. And I think as we get questions, we'll ask the co-chairs later after the public comment to come back up and answer questions. I think we'll all probably have some of our questions answered by the people who are giving testimony, so we'll do it in that order if that's okay. Everybody comfortable with that? Okay, so let's start with Senator Link and Representative Mathias and Tyler Sidwell as the first two. We'd like to hold comments if you can to maybe 3 minutes, but I think I said that, but I will reiterate that. I think people in the legislature...
Madam Chairman, you start with two politicians and you want to time this at three?
I
don't know how you do that.
I was at the ceremony which was overseen by then Supreme Court Justice Bolandic. It was a swearing in and there were 50 people who were going to speak, and he said to the audience, now, everybody's been allotted 3 minutes, and we want you to listen carefully to their comments and your watch, and as soon as they achieve the 3 minute brilliance that they're going to achieve, feel free to applaud. But we won't do that to you.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for the opportunity, and I want to say to David and George, you know, when they broached me a long time ago, and we talked, and the three of us got together, I got to tell you, I had hesitance that we would ever be standing here today. But I want to thank you because one of the things that the three of us talked about is thinking outside of the box to get us here today. And I think that that's what we came up with today. We were outside of the box, it accomplished. And the tollway, I know it can be done because in the beginning of my career, we eliminated the tollway congestion and Lake Cook Road, and I still have that part of that tollway booth, the stone in my office when I got to use the sledgehammer to break it up. And I got to tell you, it was the greatest thing the tollway ever did as far as I'm concerned at that time because it stopped the congestion and we reconfigured the spur and did that. So the tollway can do magnificent things to help the people. So that was one of my great endeavors with you at that time. This is going to be the second great endeavor that you did with us. But let me tell you something. In my career, I was anti-Route 53 throughout my entire career. And I said to my colleague behind us, I told him one day, I said, if we sat in a room, we could get this worked out. And I believe we could get it worked out. And this is what we are here today, because we could work it out. And we did. Because what you saw today is something of working out that could appease the people in Lake County. It appeased all the groups that were anti and pro. And I feel sorry to this day for whatever happened. And I wish there was an historian that could figure out why this ever stopped at the Lake Cook Road. And when they built it, why they stopped there, because the people of Buffalo Grove got shafted for all these years and they never should have. But what happened, we'll never know, but now we got resolution to do this. And the tollway is the only people that could do this. And when I kid George and David about the only way this could be solved is, and I kept pushing about my birthday because that was my Medicare birthday that I just solved. So I know that there's not a whole lot more birthdays for me in my lifetime. I hope there's quite a few more, but there's not a whole lot more. I want to see this done in my lifetime because this is a necessity. And I look around this table, and there's a lot of people in my career that I've worked with. And I know there's a lot of brain power in this room that can get something done. And we can get this done now. I know we're in an economic turn that where people say, well, we can't get this done. Yes, we can. We can get this done. There's no reason we can't get this done. If we all work together, like this group of diversity that worked together to get this to where we are today, we can work with you to figure out the financing to get this done. And I commit to you today that I will do everything in my power to continue to work with you on the financing part and every other detail that we could do, that I can do to get that part done. And as I said, as David said, we passed the resolution 52-0, and anyone that knows the four senators, for me to get the four senators in Lake County to agree on anything is a magnificent thing in itself. And I know Representative Mathias will be carrying it in a veto session, and I'm sure he'll get an unanimous vote in the House. This is something telling you that for once, we are in total agreement on getting this done. And I know the tollway has always said, when you come up to agreement, come to you, and we can talk about building it. We're here. We're in agreement. We want it. Let's get it done. Thank you for doing this, and thank you for your patience of 40 years. We're here. Let's build it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lane. I'm State Representative Sid Mathias. I also sit on the Mass Transit and Tollway Oversight Committee in the House. And I have to mention I'm also a former mayor of Buffalo Grove. And the reason I mention that is because I know David mentioned some of the previous endeavors that we had to try to move forward with this project. I sat on those endeavors, and this is my third endeavor trying to do it, and hopefully my last. But it's something, as I think everybody in this room knows, is so much needed. I want to thank David and George for bringing all the parties together that needed to be at the table so that we could make basically this historic decision. I want to thank the tollway, Christy and Paula, for the resources and for their help, and Rocco and all the many other people at the tollway who brought all of us together, gave us the information that we needed to make good decisions. I want to thank Senator Link for his resolution, taking all of the points that were discussed today and are in the report and putting it into a joint resolution. I'm also hopeful that I, since I'm going to be the House sponsor of that resolution, that I'm going to be able to also get a unanimous decision in the House to pass it in the veto session. I'm sorry that we ran out of time at the end and couldn't get it passed at that time. Having talked to Senator Link, when he mentioned about talking to me about, you know, we can get this done, it kind of dawned on me that there was a change going on. Over the years, there was always talk of, well, we can't get this done because there's no consensus. And I kept saying, well, look at this report we did, and I belong to a group basically elected officials and business people who tried to get it done and kept moving the ball forward, keeping it in the spotlight so that the issue doesn't die out. And we did many things to try to show that there was consensus. And I remember doing a telephone, basically asking constituents in the area, and that report showed it was like two or three to one in favor of building it. And yet, the answer always to me was, oh, look at the elected officials in Lake County, there's no consensus. So I saw this change when Senator Link came up to me. I said, you know, there's something happening here. There's something different happening. And then I looked at the Lake County Board, now under the leadership of Chairman Stallman, but even before that, when they were basically against the project, and I could see that some of the same people who were against the project were now for it. And I saw that with other legislators in Lake County who maybe not 100% on board at the present time, but yet are not opposed to it. And I said, there's something in the air. There's something different. And so I commend everyone involved in this process to get everybody at the table. Everybody had their input. Everybody could say, well, here's the good points to it, here's the bad points, but then we could reach a consensus. And like every other good negotiation, nobody got 100% of what they wanted, but we all really said, you know, we can live with this, no matter which side you were on it. This is something good, it's something different, it's a model, I think, for the future throughout this country, because I think, because of the shortage of funds, that the tollway, in whatever state we're in, that's really the way to go to build roads. We don't have the money today to do it from the state. And so this is just a great example of how doing it. So I commend all the parties involved. I will try to do my part. And again, you can always call on me if there's any action, further action needed in the House to try to get that through, as well as any other things that may be needed in the future. And I just thank you. And in fact, Senator Link reminded me of the project he did, and he was involved with on Lake Cook Road. And I had a similar experience with the tollway on Dundee Road, which was in my district. It was a simple matter. It was changing an exit and moving it across the street so that people weren't backed up trying to turn left to go onto the road, instead could